Think about a time in your life when you had expectations. They can be positive expectations, and they can be negative expectations. They can be reward expectations or consequence expectations. But one way or another, think of that time when you anticipated an outcome. Now, think of a time that you had those expectations and the outcome was the opposite of what you expected. Sometimes the opposite is a good thing. Sometimes it's a bad thing. Sometimes it's neither good nor bad, but shocking nonetheless. Our expectations inform the work, the energy, and the effort that we put into our goals and our dreams. And so today I want to talk to you very briefly about controlling your expectations in order to manage your outcomes and gain the freedom that you are seeking on your journey.
This is TRBM, a podcast for authors who are serious about earning a full-time living selling books to readers. I'm the host, Jody J. Sperling, and each episode, I'll share with you practical tips on marketing and selling your books. And I won't hold anything back. Sometimes I fail. Every time I do, you'll know it. Sometimes I succeed. And when I do, I'll give you my step-by-step replay so you can succeed too. Thanks for listening.
It's been a while now since I have successfully practiced any kind of time-restricted feeding or fasting kind of schedule. But for several years, I was religious about my fasting practice. I took it very seriously. I made sure that every single day I went 16 hours between eating and had 8-hour eating windows every single Monday for a very long time. I fasted for 24 hours, and I almost never missed those deadlines. If you talked to me during that time, I would have said that time-restricted feeding and fasting were really easy, and they were an easy way to maintain weight and to control my health and help with outcomes. Now, it has been a while since I have successfully done either of those things, and I find that it is really difficult to forego my morning coffee. You can have black coffee on time-restricted feeding. Some people argue that you can have it even when you're doing a water fast, that it doesn't break the fast, and that there's some research it maybe even speeds you into a state of autophagy. You're not here for a health podcast, so I'm not going to go into deep definitions of these things, but autophagy is called programmed cell death, and it's when your body is eating itself to nourish you. And so it actually targets the sick, diseased, and broken cells to use as a food source. It's really smart, shows the elegance of the body and design of the body. And it's really impressive. I would encourage you to research it if that sounds interesting to you. Otherwise, the point here is that there are different ways of thinking of things, but generally speaking, when you're doing time-restricted feeding, you cannot have fat, carbohydrates, or protein. And I love coffee with heavy whipping cream. So I just put in, enough heavy whipping cream to cover the bottom of the cup. And that makes it creamy and delicious. I think it brings out the earthy tones of the coffee. Some of the aromatics are more enjoyable. And the mouthfeel is just a little bit thicker, creamier. Go figure. I really enjoy that. And I have come to depend on it pretty heavily. When I wake up in the morning, I expect I'm going to have that cup of coffee. And I've been doing it for so long without fighting against the impulse that now, anytime I think I might want to possibly go back into time-restricted feeding or fasting, I immediately think, what will I do without my cup of coffee and cream? I fear that the same struggle I'm having with maintaining a healthy weight, a healthy way of eating, and a healthful lifestyle may be the same kind of things that you are struggling with in your book marketing. So many of you listening to the show have no issue writing the books. Many of you listening to the show struggle with and feel that marketing is both impossible and murky on how to do it, and the results are really difficult to measure. I understand where you're coming from. And so when you think about book marketing and you think about spending money to advertise as that arm of your marketing, or when you think about making reels on Instagram or TikTok, those things seem impossible to you. And I want to suggest that a big part of the reason that they seem impossible to you is that you've spent so much time reinforcing those ideas in your thinking. And so one of the areas that I love to talk about the most is the mindset behind how we market, because if you can master your mindset, then you can largely master your behaviors. I talk a lot right now about Alex Hormozi on this podcast because he is one of the most successful marketers working right now, as illustrated by his rapid run toward $1 billion. He'll be a billionaire, my guess is within the next 2 years, if not sooner. And he has done that largely by understanding how to use his business acumen in social media and other areas. It's incredibly impressive. When you listen to him, you feel like you know him. You feel like he is your tough love older brother. And you feel like he wants you to win. And so you buy into what he's doing because he's part of your team, even though you've never met him before. Alex has this idea that if you just show up every day and keep doing the correct actions day after day after day, that eventually it's inevitable that you will reach your goals. You will become better because you are doing those things. You will become better because you are not sparing yourself. You will become better and better and better until you're so good that you have to succeed. This is one of those areas where I sometimes wonder a little bit about the chicken or egg. And I've been thinking so much about it lately after the loss of Chewy. For anybody new to the podcast, Chewy was my podcast co-host. He was with me for 15 years. He had breast cancer for almost 2 years. He had a really good fight. We did a lot of good things to help prolong his life and help him be healthy. And I had no intention of euthanizing him, but it became evident. Literally, I made the call the day that he had his downturn. I tried once, thinking I was doing the humane thing, and then he kind of bounced back and was like seeming fine, and I canceled the vet appointment to have him euthanized, and I got another month with him, just a little over a month. But then it became evident that he'd really suffered the final downturn after that month, and despite my not wanting to part with him, it seemed all of my research suggested it was time for him to go. I can't even talk about him and keep logic of where I am trying to go with the conversation, so I apologize. Give me a moment to gather my thoughts. It's the loss of him that started to affect my thoughts on doing and doing and doing until you succeed. Because there are moments where your brain feels captive to your circumstances, and getting outside of that loop is challenging. And this is where I think you need a team. And I think your team can be anybody in your family, your friends, somebody that you pay, a therapist, somebody who understands what your expectations are and is there to honor those expectations. And so what I want to challenge you to this week is to find your first team member. And I want you to tell them what your expectations are. And once you've told them what your expectations are, I want you to invite them to speak into your life about those expectations so that the moment where tragedy, hardship, hurt, or pain derails you and you cannot find your way out of the labyrinth, you already have the string leading to the exit in a friend and a team member who can help you to align yourself to those expectations. And then they can also help you to understand when you don't hit your expectations, what is going on. So that's the next piece of this puzzle.
What is author marketing mastery through optimization, you ask? I'm going to tell you, it's the best way for us authors to make a living selling our books. Are you tired of hearing gurus tell you your book is only good enough to be a lead magnet for services? Are you tired of feeling like you have to be a slave to social media and then frustrated when the time you spend doesn't actually help you sell books? I was too, until I found Ammo. Ammo is the only program that reliably produces results, and it works for anyone. Is it hard work? You bet. Do you have to overcome some of your own prejudices to make Ammo work for you? Absolutely. But rather than being another program that rah-rah shish-goom-bahs tries to get you emotionally excited only to offer unclear methods, Ammo shows you how to design profitable ads step by step through a unique, highly tested and targeted formula. The founder, Steve Piper, is a data-loving, formula-driven author who escaped the kingdom of Amazon to build a platform for himself, where he sold directly to his readers and built a loyal following and millions of copies sold. With Ammo, you know who's reading your books, how to contact them, and what they want to read next. If you've always been frustrated with Amazon's wall of mystery of not knowing who's reading your books and losing 50 to 70% of your hard-earned money that you're making through sales, Ammo solves all of those problems by putting you in the driver's seat and showing you how to fulfill your books directly to your readership. Click the link in the show notes to learn more.
See, I'm realizing more and more that a team is the only way to really move forward and have a huge impact in your passions. It's hard for authors to realize that they can't do everything themselves. And we've been raised on this idea that we write the book and we submit it to an agent, and an agent submits it to a publisher, and a publisher gets it out to the world. And somehow inside of that, we were told that our only job was to write, but the world has changed underneath our feet in such a distinct and sudden way that we didn't realize we had to either build our own teams or be all of those things. And so that's really the hidden consequence of this episode, is you get to decide, can you be the author, the promoter, the editor, the proofreader, the marketer, the advertiser, the designer, the layout artist, everything that goes with putting a book into the world. If you can do all those things, kudos to you. Based on what I've seen, authors are really not great artists most of the time, and they're not good at layout. They're not good at putting the text on the book cover, all the really important things. And so it's very important to understand that we need a team around us. Marketing requires a team. Some authors are going to be great at marketing. Some authors are going to be good at marketing. Some authors are willing to take their licks with marketing. Decide who you are and then start to build a plan around it. Hopefully, this just feels like a common sense reminder, but my guess is if you've written a novel and you're feeling a little beat up that it's not selling the way you dreamed, you might need to look for a team before anything else. That's what I've come to realize on this journey, is that a team can do more for you than 5,500 hours on YouTube. You can learn what you need to do, and then you can start practicing it. But if you remember for a moment how long it took you to learn how to write a book, that's how long it's going to take you to learn how to market a book. Get a team around you. Get some people who understand how to do this thing, and you might suddenly discover that it's not as hard as you thought. It's just a little more expensive. And if that means you need to take up an Uber route or work at a restaurant or a Starbucks or...
I'm 4 books into a 9-book series, and every single day lately, I find myself thinking, boy, it would be great if I had some central location for all of my notes, all of my plot points, character names, family lineages, you name it. I wish it was in one place, because
Let's be honest, the way that I am using Microsoft Word as a word processor and have 55 different documents to keep track of all of the series details that I need to access, I'm taking more time opening up files wondering, why did I name this one that? Why did I name this one that? And not getting the information I need. Enter Scrivener. You guys know that I do not advertise for things unless A, I'm using them myself, and B, I think that you could up your game, sell more books, do better marketing, and get yourself in the game better. And that is why I am now partnered with Scrivener. If you use the link in the show notes, you get a 30-day free trial, and then you can sign up as well for a discount. Click the link in the show notes to learn more.
A grocery store. I don't know why food. I'm probably thinking of food because I'm hungry right now. But anywhere that you can get a paycheck so that you can pay somebody else to help you with the things that you don't understand. Maybe possibly putting that money towards someone who can do naturally what you struggle to do will reap massive rewards. I think we're going to continue this series of building a team in the upcoming Mondays. And right now, I'm a team of one. So I need to build a team as well. I'll be doing this with you, and I will report back to you how it's going. But please share comments. Share this with a friend who needs to hear something about book marketing. Share is the goal here. Let's get our books in front of more people. And we'll talk to you on Wednesday with my favorite episode of the year, Stephen Pressfield.
Thank you for listening to TRBM. The theme music was provided by the ever-talented Christopher Talon. And hey, if you liked what you heard, share this show with other readers, because what's the point of telling stories if nobody's listening?